Investigators have discovered anthrax spores in a new location in the Hart Senate office building. The spores were found late yesterday in a first-floor freight elevator bank on the building's southwest side. The new discovery was made as workers continue the laborious process of decontaminating the Hart building and other places where the bacteria have been found. These buildings carefully must be tested and cleaned before they can be used again. Cleanup specialists are confident they can kill the anthrax spores. The problem is finding them all. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
The crews doing bio cleanup look like astronauts because they are entering a strange and possibly hostile environment. They duct tape the seams of their suits, breathe through respirators, and even then they are being put on a course of antibiotics just in case. As exotic as they look, they will be turning to a simple household product to kill the deadly spores, according to the EPA's Ken Stroud.
The most obvious disinfectant is dilute bleach, Clorox bleach, just like you buy at the grocery store. It's diluted to 0.5%, and then it's patted on the surfaces that are contaminated with a sponge, and then that's wiped clean twice with clean water.
Stroud is in charge of the cleanup at the American Media Building in Florida, where the first victim of anthrax worked. Stroud says bleach will work fine on hard surfaces, like tables, but many papers and fabrics will simply have to be thrown away as medical waste because they're too tough to clean. The EPA is looking for new products that can be sprayed on hard-to-reach surfaces, but that will not introduce dangerous chemicals into the environment. Brian Kalamanka runs a company called Modec, which is marketing an antimicrobial foam first developed by Sandia National Labs.
We can gel it, so it comes in small wallet-size packets, and then we have spray bottles, like a 22-ounce spray bottle, as a liquid. And then it can also be foamed very easily.
This foam is handy because it will stick to walls and ceilings long enough to do the job. It's already been used to clean up the offices at NBC and could be useful in areas with lots of nooks and crannies, like the Brentwood Mail facility in Washington. Another product is called nanoemulsion, developed by University of Michigan researchers. Ted Annis runs NanoBio, which has the license to produce this stuff.
We put ingredients in the nanoemulsion that the spore senses as food. The spore then starts to germinate. As the spore germinates, we then kill it as an ordinary bacteria. And basically, spores are bacteria that have gone to sleep and built a hard little shell around themselves.
This approach is attractive because even if a spore is left behind by the cleaning crew, the emulsion deactivates the spore so it can't do any harm later on. But it will take a mixture of chemistry and psychology to persuade people that a building is safe, according to Professor James Baker, an immunologist at the University of Michigan.
I'm not sure that any technique will remove every spore. And I think it will be crucial to have post-decontamination surveillance and to certainly monitor the individuals who will be in those buildings to make sure that there is no evidence of subsequent infection.
That continuing surveillance will be particularly important for monitoring the air in these buildings. Anthrax fighters say it's difficult to clean the air of anthrax spores without spraying around large amounts of chemicals. Any spores that are missed in the initial cleanup could get back into the air, creating the need for another cleanup. Larry Abramson, NPR News.